This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. As the voting day for the third phase of Lok Sabha elections is approaching, leaders of various political parties are leaving no stone unturned to woo the voters. Prominent faces of BJP, Congress, Left, TMC, Samajwadi Party, Bahujan Samaj Party, Shiv Sena, NCP, JDU, RJD and others are engaged in hectic campaigning in different parts of the country. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed a public rally at Bagalkot in Karnataka and Solapur and Satara in Maharashtra today. In his Solapur rally, the Prime Minister said nobody in the country can change the constitution or end reservation. Mr. Modi said even if Baba Sahib himself came and said to end reservation or to change the constitution, it would not happen. Mr. Modi accused the opposition of spreading lies about changing the constitution and ending reservation. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah held two rallies in Bihar's Begusarai and Madhubani. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge addressed a rally in Gurmitkal in Yadgir district. He spoke about the public distress due to price rise and unemployment in the country. He said the Congress party is pro-poor and will provide 1 lakh rupees to a woman in every household if the INDI alliance comes to power in the centre. Kharge represented the Gurmitkal assembly seat from 1972 to 2004. AICC General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi is addressing a rally in Sedam. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed a rally in Bilaspur, Chhattisgarh and at Patan in Gujarat. Samajwadi Party President Akhilesh Yadav, BSP Chief Mayawati, West Bengal Chief Minister and TMC President Mamata Banerjee, Bihar Chief Minister and JDU President Nitish Kumar, NCP leader Sharad Pawar and other leaders are also campaigning in different areas to garner support in favour of their party candidates. The notification for the sixth phase of Lok Sabha elections has been issued today. Polling in this phase will be held on the 25th of next month in 57 Lok Sabha seats in 6 states and 1 union territory. All 7 seats in Delhi, all 10 seats in Haryana, 14 seats in Uttar Pradesh, 8 seats each in Bihar and West Bengal, 6 seats in Odisha and 4 seats in Jharkhand will go to polls in the 6th phase. The BJP today accused the Congress of spreading false narrative that it wants to take away reservation and change the constitution. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, party MP Brijlal alleged that Congress is doing religious appeasement and is extending reservation on religion basis to woo one particular community. He said the constitution does not talk about reservation based on religion, but the Congress has always been against the values enshrined in the Indian constitution. Meanwhile, the Congress has reiterated its allegation that BJP is going to change the constitution and abolish reservation. Party spokesperson Supriya Sinet told the media that ruling party is on the back foot after 2 phases of Lok Sabha election and is trying to create misconception about the Congress manifesto. A BJP delegation today met the Election Commission of India ECI over the issues of deepfake videos and violence in West Bengal during elections. Briefing the media after meeting the ECI, senior party leader and union minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the Congress party is misleading the people through posting deepfake videos on its social media platforms amid Lok Sabha election. The University Grants Commission National Eligibility Test UGC NET examination has been postponed from the 16th of June to the 18th of June this year. The UGC has taken this decision following feedback from the candidates. UGC added that the UGC NET will be conducted in OMR mode across the nation on a single day. In Jammu and Kashmir, a massive search operation is underway in the dense forests of Basantgarh in Udhampur district to track down and neutralize 2 groups of terrorists. The hunt was launched by the police, army and CRPF on Sunday after a village defense guard was killed in a brief encounter with terrorists in remote Panara village in Chotru Gala Heights. Additional forces have moved in this morning to intensify the efforts. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Delhi Capitals at Eden Gardens in Kolkata today. In yesterday's fixtures, Chennai Super Kings defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 78 runs in Chennai and Royal Challengers Bengaluru beat Gujarat Titans by 9 wickets in Ahmedabad. And with that, we end this news bulletin.